Greetings, we present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
We are your master overseers, Nicholas Cooper
and Drew JC. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far.
Join us as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome, good centuries, to 2019. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's, folks.
Yeah, this is the first observational session of the SMK in this new year, having celebrated our 100th episode last week on New Year's Eve, which we were both pretty tired for.
Yeah, the holiday seasons of, you know, I'm sure everyone else can testify, it's been draining, but
yeah,
I guess we're back into the hamster wheel.
Yes, like I guess 2018 was full of good moments as well as some struggles, but we are surviving. I hope you good listeners and good sentries have survived well as well.
Perseverance, folks. Mm-hmm. Just another sun cycle.
Yeah, and that's what we will be doing going onward with our observational sessions into this new year. With brand new sessions of progressive fusion and alternative music for your listening pleasures.
And a bit of classical, too, just because.
Oh, yes, for this show, we have some throwing in some classical masterpieces by some composers through the ages.
I couldn't help it.
Yes, this was... Drew wanted to choose some classic works, which we will get to soon in this broadcast. For now, we started this show with Nahiowak, a post-rock indigenous trio from Amiskwaski in Treaty 6 territory. That was Copper off of their new extended play Starlight off Arts and Crafts, the music label. Coming up next, we have a selection that Drew has chosen.
Ooh, goody.
Yeah, why don't you talk about your selections, Drew?
Well, as usual, I tried to get, our proper amount of CanCon in there. As the head cheeses ask of us, which is no problem. But, and then I tried to go back, to my earlier days and what I was listening to, in high school. There's some heavier stuff, like some metal, and you'll see who we have. But as for the classical, I've also just been feeling that, especially with the weather lately. So it's a bit of a mixed bag for this session,
which you seasoned sentries will be accustomed to, the variety of music that we play here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with having multiple tastes. People say, "Oh, this song or this artist is my guilty pleasure," and it's like, you know what? Why are you guilty?
You shouldn't be ashamed of what you like.
Like there's that one song, Born to Be Alive, by Patrick Hernandez, and it's well known and kind of goofy, and it's sometimes I'll put it on when I'm waking up in the morning or cleaning the house.
I don't think I know that song. Is it like really upbeat?
Yeah, and I think if I played it for you, you would know immediately. Especially with the chorus, because it's been in quite a few movies over the years, and I think he was like a one-hit wonder kind of guy. But so that's there's no need to have the whole guilty pleasure thing going on. You like what you like, and there's
no changing that.
There's no changing that. Yeah. Don't be ashamed. And you know what? For all you could start a good conversation with someone just by mentioning your so-called guilty pleasure, and you could actually make new friends that way and find common grounds with folks. But so next up, we've got some Broken Social Scene. A good old Canadian band. We actually just had Charles Spearin of Broken Social Scene in Guelph This past year in 2018, he was here doing some solo works with a nickel harpa and spoken word. It was quite fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with Broken Social Scene, but like off the album we're going to be playing off of, the Hug of Thunder is, I think that's the name. I did see, where is it? I saw like some artists from Metric, like Emily Haynes and Jimmy Show, that I recognize those names, but the rest I'm not too familiar with. Or what? It seems like the Broken Social Scene is a like collaborative group.
Yeah, it's a big collaborative, collective kind of thing. There are original members, but you know, as far as I know, sometimes it changes up. And like, I was never a diehard, but more recently, especially after Charles Spearin came to Guelph, I started listening to them more, and I really dig what they do. But
nice.
So I guess next up we're going to be playing Hug of Thunder from the album Hug of Thunder, released in 2017. I believe that was released on a grant, on an Arts Council grant. Yes, it says right here, on the album, we acknowledge the financial support of the Government of Canada through the Department of the Canadian Heritage, in brackets, Canada Music Fund. So thank you, Ontario Media Development Corporation and the province of Ontario, for funding some great music. So without further ado, Hug of Thunder by Broken Social Scene.
Oxymoron.
That was Always with their song Dreams Tonight off of their 2017 album Antisocialites.
Yeah, I recognize the album cover for their album. I haven't another artist that I or band that I haven't listened to, but I believe they got some acknowledgement when the album came out, I believe. Maybe part of the maybe Juno Awards or something, because the album cover looks really distinctive. Has like a group of people in red shirts looking on to like triangular horizon. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome album art. I don't recall the recognition you speak of, but again, I just heard of Always probably a couple of years ago, and it was their hit song, Marry Me, Archie.
Oh, okay, I recognize that. I heard that song like on the radio, like other radio stations playing mm-hmm. that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a catchy tune, pretty like, you know, pretty indie, and that kind of caught my attention, and I found out they're from Toronto, so I was like, ah, some good Canadian kids. So yeah, that was Always again with Dreams Tonight.
Spelt out A-L-V-V-A-Y-S.
Right.
I was going to mistakenly say Alves.
I think it's a playoff of, it's just a playful way of spelling it, but W in French, I believe, is W, and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of W, I guess a lowercase W is an actual W, but an uppercase W is double V.
Mm-hmm.
Words, letters. Well, up next, we've got...
we have a Guelph local.
Yes. Led by a good boy named Ian. The project name is Softside. And I recently found out about Softside. I guess not so recently, but when I moved to Guelph, Ian came to play a solo set at one of my places of work, Silence, that I've mentioned before. And I don't know, I thought Softside was just a solo thing. I guess it started as a solo project, just led by Ian.
It is a band? I assumed it was also a solo act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually got a group that plays with him, at least sometimes, to my knowledge. But yeah, he came in, I believe it was like last minute, to fill a slot on a bill. Someone couldn't make it, and Ian was asked last minute to do a solo set of Softside. And I don't think it's anything quite like what we've played on SMK before, at least since I've been here.
Like, his music is like rhythm and blues, funky.
Yeah, and I would kind of call it maybe like sad pop, R&B, funk kind of
blues. I think on his Bandcamp page, moody music.
Moody music, yeah. Yeah, some people call it sad funk or sad pop or sad this and that, but yeah, it's definitely very heartfelt, very tasteful, and I appreciate his honest writing, and he's got a beautiful voice and plays a mean guitar too. He's kind of like I'm not a fan of comparing, but he's like an edgier version or more indie version of John Mayer. And I don't know how that would be taken if you heard that, but I mean it in, good spirit. But before I dig my hole deeper, up next we've got Over by Softside from the Lower Hands EP released in 2017.
I should also mention that... Softside has a more recent album, Luxury Lounge, just released last year.
I have it on cassette and it's fabulous.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yes. We've been starting to do play cassettes on the SMK. Mm-hmm. What's the word?
Endeavor or venture?
Frontier.
Frontier.
Dude, I'm trying to. I was thinking of Star Trek and what they say. This is Softside with Over. It's been as bad here. I'm taking pictures. Maybe next year I've been saying. Maybe I don't even.
goes quicker when shit sucks. Don't leave me alone for even a minute now, baby. So I don't feel like dying here, but I'm
Cardinale of Moths and Locusts. You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario. Through the web at CFRU.ca. Being syndicated in our hometown of Nanaimo, British Columbia, at CHLY 101.7 FM. And online at chly.ca.
To a feeling, but it cuts me down easy.
That was my good buddy Ruby Hill with his track Apartment. That was his single from 2018. Yeah, he's doing quite well for himself now. I believe he's kind of laying off the writing and playing. He's sort of getting into more of the production side of things, helping others.
Like music production?
Yeah, yeah. Because as you heard, he really knows how to mix and produce and,
mm-hmm.
you know, apart from his dreamy vocals and exquisite guitar playing, he's also got quite the ear for
different instruments. Like on this, like we're playing his track Apartment on SoundCloud, his SoundCloud page. He also plays bass, guitar, keys. He has drum programming in there. It did sound like it was also structurally it was different as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a whiz, that guy. We were in a group together with a fellow named Dan Volchuk. I believe it was 2014, 2015. Yeah, it was 2015 or so when I was living in Newmarket, Ontario. We kind of had like an R&B sort of funky rock. It got kind of heavy sometimes, but it was a big fusion band. We played a big string of shows throughout that 1 year, and every show we played, it just got better and better, and we always did things differently. It was such a blast. And this guy was just, you know, a wizard with his pedal board and his guitar, and, you know, at times, I mean, there are pictures even online, you can see he just lays his guitar down beside him, and he's just playing his pedals with like the feedback and loops and all this crazy nonsense. But yeah.
Is there any live recordings of you guys?
Oh, there must be. I've got some on my phone from like some rehearsals and like writing sessions we had, but I don't know if
you dare to release it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty low quality because I had a really crappy phone then, but you can find Ruby Hill, I think, you know, on most platforms on the internet, like SoundCloud, Spotify, like Apple Music. But and that's Ruby spelled R-U-B-E Hill, H-I-L-L.
Mm-hmm. You've chosen some very unique bands with their alternative spelling there, Drew.
Yeah. That was an accident, actually. I didn't realize that. I thought I'd pay my respects to Ruby Hill.
Mm-hmm. Now it's time for some of my pickings today. At this moment. We're going to go into a quadruple song observation session or set, starting off with Clara Ungle. She is a minimalist, holy blues, folk noir, non-binary singer-songwriter from Toronto. She's also part of, they are also part of a Splendid Industries, which is based in the GTA area. They've been releasing lots of music recently in 2018, the most recent being A Shore Far From Any Prison, the extended play from this fall, which made my personal best EPs list of 2018. So we'll be starting off the set with It Becomes You to Vanish off Clara Ungle's A Shore Far From Any Prison. And then we'll be listening to Montreal's experimental improv group, Sokinoop Traverse, with A Cliffside, a short piece off of their new album collection, Volume Incident. Both of these albums being available on their respective Bandcamp pages. So Clara Ungle with It Becomes You to Vanish, followed by Cliffside by Sookie New Traverse, and then a few more musical delights after that.
Look at the night sky. Street lamps shaped like jellyfish billow and sigh. Everyone carries unopened umbrellas. Taxi float by. You melt in my mind. It becomes you to vanish as hammers strike the cold clay. You crumble to
thank you. Thank you.
That was Head Boy by Luge off of their new album, Tall is Just a Feeling, self-released just late last year on their Bandcamp page.
It's already a classic, too.
Mm-hmm. And I was able to write about the music video for Head Boy, which is just as epic and fantastic. Before them, we heard a good friend of ours, Brent of Enigmatist. He has another band called Ned Flangers, and we heard Basement State of Mind, which they were part of a split tape record with Father Bodies on Glue Gun Records, just released last year. And of course we heard Sukinu Traverse with Cliffside and Clara Ungel with It Becomes You to Vanish. I would like to sneak in a bit before our next hour, a bit of Alec K. Redfern and the Eyesores. Getting right to it, here is the title track to his newest album, The Opposite, off of Cuneiform Records.